Talk number 144. Mr. Prakasa Rao, what is the root cause of Maya? Maharshi, what is Maya? Devotee, Maya is wrong knowledge, illusion. Maharshi, for whom is the illusion? There must be one to be deluded. Illusion is ignorance. The ignorant self sees the objects according to you. When the objects are not themselves present, how can Maya exist? Maya is Yama. That is, Maya is what is not. What remains over is the true self. If you say that you see the objects, or if you say that you do not know the real unity, then are there two selves, one the knower and the other the knowable object? No one will admit of two selves in himself. The awakened one says that he himself was in deep slumber, but not aware. He does not say that the sleeper was different from the present one. There is only one self. That self is always aware. It is changeless. There is nothing but the self. Devotee, what is the astral body? Maharshi, do you not have a body in your dream? Is it not different from the recumbent body on the bed? Devotee, do we survive after death? Does the astral body outlive physical death? Maharshi, just as in dreams you wake up after several novel experiences, so also after physical death, another body is found, and so on. Devotee, they say that the astral body lives for 40 years after death. Maharshi, in the present body, you say the dream body is astral. Did you say so in the dream body? What is astral now would appear real then. The present body itself is astral according to that viewpoint. What is the difference between one astral body and another? There is no difference between the two. Mr. Paul Brunton said, there are degrees of reality. Maharshi, to say the dream body is unreal now, and to say that this body was unreal in the dream, does not denote degrees of reality. In deep sleep, there is no experience of the body at all. There is always only one, and that is the self. Talk number 145. Mr. Paul Brunton. Why do religions speak of gods, heaven, hell, etc.? Maharshi. Only to make the people realize that they are on a par with this world and that the self alone is real. The religions are according to the viewpoint of the seeker. Take the Bhagavad Gita, for instance. When Arjuna said that he would not fight against his own relatives, his elders, etc., in order to kill them and gain the kingdom, Sri Krishna said, quote, not that these, you or I, were not before, are not now, nor will not be hereafter. Nothing was born, nothing was dead, nor will it not be so hereafter, unquote, and so on. Later, as he developed the theme and declared that he had given the same instruction to the son through him to Ikshvaku, etc., Arjuna raised the doubt. How could it be? You were born a few years ago. They lived ages ago. Then Sri Krishna, understanding Arjuna's standpoint, said, quote, yes, There have been so many incarnations of myself and yourself. I know them all, but you do not know." Unquote. Such statements appear contradictory, but still they are correct according to the viewpoint of the questioner. The Christ also declared that he was even before Abraham. Devotee, what is the purpose of such descriptions in religions? Maharshi, only to establish the reality of the self. Devotee, Bhagavan always speaks from the highest standpoint. Sri Bhagavan said with a smile, "People would not understand the simple and bare truth, the truth of their everyday, ever-present, and eternal experience. That truth is that of the self. Is there anyone not aware of the self? They would not even like to hear it, the self, whereas they are eager to know what lies beyond heaven, hell, reincarnation. Because they love mystery and not the bare truth, religions pamper them, only to bring them round to the self. Wandering hither and thither, you must return to the self only. Then, why not abide in the self even here and now? The other worlds require the self as a spectator or a speculator. Their reality is only of the same degrees as that of the spectator or thinker. They cannot exist without the spectator, etc. Therefore, they are not different from the self. Even the ignorant man sees only the self when he sees objects, but he is confused and identifies the self with the object, that is, the body, and with the senses and plays in the world. Subject and object all merge in the self. There is no seer nor object seen. The seer and the seen are the self. There are not many selves either. All are only one self.